Thank you, Sherwin. Good morning, church. It's so good to come into your homes on a Sunday morning, spend time with you, to worship with you, to go through the word with you. I trust that the Lord has been speaking to you. I trust that you are ready to receive, and I'm excited to bring the word this morning. Let's just go straight into the word. Amen. I want to talk to you today about no limits. No limits. There's no limits to our God. No boundaries to what He can do. He is sovereign. He is all-powerful. He is omnipotent. He is above all time, space, physics. He is all-knowing. He is just. He is wisdom itself. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Amen. He is the author and finisher of our faith. He is the one who formed you in your mother's womb, who breathed life into you. He's the one who cares for you, whose mercies are new every morning, who has grace available for you when you need it the most. You know, He intercedes for you. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we can ask or imagine. Our God has no limits. But we're going to look at the text today in Psalm 78, verse 40. It says, how many times they rebelled in the desert days, how they grieved Him with their grumblings. Again and again, they limited God, preventing Him from blessing them, continually turning their back from Him. The scripture says they limited God, preventing Him from blessing them. Ouch! How does the omnipotent, all-knowing, sovereign God get limited? How? By their unbelief, by their doubt, but they're grumbling. Unbelief, doubt, grumbling. Now, when it says limited God, it does not mean limited Him and His great power and all. No. It means limited God from blessing them, from bringing His plan to fulfilling His plan in their life. And His plan for them was simple, was bring them out of slavery and into the promised land. But they limited God. They limited God. Now, when I was younger, about 18, 19 years old, I used to drive the church van now and then. And on Sundays, we go around, we pick people up. Now, one of the vans that none of us like to take was this van because it had a limiter on the van. That means you drive at a certain speed and you will go ding, ding, ding. Have you ever driven any vehicles like that? There's a bell that goes off. Ding, ding, ding. That means slow down, slow down. There's a bell that goes off. Ding, ding, ding. That means slow down, slow down. You know, sometimes we purposely would drive so we can hear the bell. Ding, ding, ding. Every time it goes ding, ding, ding. That means, hey, speed limit, bring it down. You see, with God, sometimes we have our own inbuilt limiter bell. This bell will come on, ding, ding, ding. When we pray and God answers us in a way that we did not expect, it goes off, ding, ding, ding. God, what is this? Stop it. I did not ask for it. That is the limiter that we have placed in our hearts and our minds concerning God. The limiter. When we pray for open doors, and the open door is not the door that we wanted, the bell goes off. Ding, ding, ding. God, what is this? You know? When we pray for promotion, and we get the promotion, and then the pressure is too high, the expectation is too high, the bell goes off again. Ding, ding, ding. What's that? We're limiting God. You're not trusting Him to give you the grace and the anointing to go into that. You know, the problem with the Israelites, okay, was their constant complaint was the same line. They always say this, you have brought us out to kill us. We were better off in Egypt. Why have you brought us out? You brought us out to kill us. And God is like, what are you talking about? How are you better off? I brought you out to bring you into the promised land. It's a good land, a land flowing with milk and honey. My plans for you are good. But they thought the open door wasn't a good one. Why? Because it's not what they imagined. How many times are we like that? The blessing is not what we expected. It causes us to doubt Him, doubt His goodness. God, what is this? I thought I'm going into the promised land like yesterday, but you're bringing me through this period. What is that? That is God still working in your life. That is God working out His plan in your life. Don't limit Him. Don't limit Him. You know, I shared before on how I do sound and lights for a living, and one day the light stopped working during my work, right? And we tried everything for 2 hours, tried fixing it, tried calling people, tried to get it done, look up the manual online. It could not work. So at last I laid my hand and I prayed for it. Turn it on, boom, it worked. It was perfect before the event. What is that? God's grace over my life. Because I believe, God, you put me in this line of work. You must bless me. You better bless me. You know, you called me to do this. You must anoint me for this. You must bless me for this. You must bless the work of my hands. The same way with you. If he has called you to do something in this season, trust that he will bless you to do it. That he will fulfill his purposes in your life. Don't limit God. If it's not what you expected, don't limit him. You know, the word says in Hebrews 4:16, his grace is available to help us when we need it the most. How beautiful is that? 4:16, it says, let's read it again. It says, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we will receive mercy. We will find the grace to help us when we need it the most. That grace is always available for us. Now, in terms of my work, technical difficulties happen a lot of times. All the time, something can go wrong. Some buzz will happen, some sounds, and we're trying to figure out what, because sometimes the hall that we use, there's a leak, something. But when I trust God and I pray, God, I don't know what is this. We tried everything. You better help me, God. I'm going to trust in you. I'm taking the limits off. Don't limit him. God knows technical stuff too. Guess what? It always happens. He always answers, and we can do the event well. Suddenly, before the event, the bus will disappear. I cannot explain it. All I can say is, his grace is there when I need it the most. Don't limit God. Don't limit God. It's happened more than once, few times. You are anointed for where he placed you. You will prosper. You will be blessed. Don't let fear come in. Don't let doubt come in. And don't grumble, God, why am I stuck in this line? I don't like it. When whenever you do that, that's your bell going off. That is you limiting God. Take the limits off God. Dating people. I say dating people, I don't want to say young people. Because nowadays young people date, old people as well are dating. Okay? When you pray and say, God, if this person is not the right person for me, remove this person. And then God really removes that person. And you go, God, why? I thought this person was the one. That's limiting God. Because we're not trusting him for bringing the right person into your life. If God removes this person, that means he's got someone better on the way. Trust him. Don't limit God. There's no limits without God. Amen. A lot of my friends can testify to this. I don't need to mention their names, but they know. They know God removed this and that person God really removed. They cannot understand what happened, why it happened. But then later on, thank you, Lord, for bringing the right person into my life. You know, and God can work it out for your good. I know some of you are looking at your spouse and thinking, is it too late to pray this prayer? God, if this wife is not the right, it's too late. You're married. Finish. God, don't pray. Don't limit God. When you expect an answer, even if it's not the answer you were looking for, receive it. Let me rephrase that. When you pray, expect an answer. Even if it's not an answer that you were looking for, receive it. That's God answering you in his way. You know, receive whatever he has for you. Skylar and Claire, 5 years old, 8 years old, came to me the other day in the kitchen. Papa, can we have ice cream? I said, no, after lunch, not now. Skylar, the smaller one, looks at the sister. Claire, shall we ask mommy? Right in front of me, you know, no manners. What was that? They wanted a second opinion. They did not like my answer. They wanted a second opinion. How many times are we like that with God? God, I don't like this answer. I want a second opinion. You know, what we don't realize is we are asking God for silver when he wants to give us gold. He's got something better for us. God, I don't like this. Give me something else. But God's telling you, hey, you're asking me for silver. But I've got gold for you. I've got something better for you. Because he's a good God. Amen. When we only want God to answer us, how we want him to answer us, we're limiting God. Let me put it in another way. When you dictate the terms and conditions on how he should answer you, when he should answer you, you're giving him a time limit. you're limiting God. We don't realize we're just like the Israelites in the wilderness. We limit him a lot of times. We cannot put him in a box. We cannot give him a contract to follow. We cannot give him terms and conditions. We cannot give him a time limit. You know, we follow his time limit. We follow his word. It's always the other way around. You know, that's how God works. Don't limit God by our thinking. You know, and in this season, God is doing a new thing. But if we are limiting him with our thoughts, with our minds, we can miss it. We can totally miss what he's doing. In Luke 5, Matthew, in Luke 5, it says Levi. Levi and Matthew is the same guy. So Jesus calls Matthew. He says, follow me and be my disciple. Matthew got up, left everything, and followed Jesus. Now, he was a tax collector, okay? And back in the day, tax collectors had a bad rap. Nobody liked them because they would tax you, but on top of the tax, they take a bit extra for themselves. That's how they got rich, right? So they were dishonest. So they had a bad rap. But Jesus called Matthew to come follow me. And later, Matthew has a big banquet in his house. He throws a feast in his house. He makes Jesus the guest of honor. Now, the religious people showed up, okay? And they start to complain. They complain bitterly, the word says, to Jesus, why do you eat and drink with such scum? This is what they said, the Pharisees, the religious teacher, supposed to be the holy people in the time. Why are you eating with such scum? They asked Jesus. Jesus says, healthy people don't need a doctor. Sick people do. I have come to call not those who think that they are righteous, but those who know they are sinners and need to repent. Boom. It was a new thing for them. Nothing like what they've been taught by their teachers. Nothing that they heard about. He's doing something totally new. Remember, he has no limits. Then later on, another day, some people asked Jesus, John the Baptist's disciples, they were fasting and praying all the time. But Jesus, you and your disciples are eating and drinking. Jesus says, we're Malaysians in spirit. That's it. Joking, he never said we're Malaysians, or maybe he was, but no. He says, do wedding guests fast while celebrating the groom? Of course not. But someday the groom will be taken away from them and then they will fast. You see, another new revelation for them, something they have never heard, they've never been taught. What is this? This is Jesus teaching new things in a new season. And then later on, in the same chapter, all this is in Luke 5, he explains everything. He says, no one tears a piece of cloth from a new garment and uses it to patch an old garment. For then the new garment will be ruined. And the new patch wouldn't even match the old garment. Then he goes on and explains further. He says, no one puts new wine into old wineskins. For the new wine would burst the wineskins, spilling the wine, ruining the skins. But no one who drinks the old wine seems to want the new wine. The old is just fine, they say. See, people don't like the new wine, the new thing God is doing. When you don't like the new wine, you're limiting God in your life. That's the bell going ding, ding, ding. Maybe you should change the title of the message to ding, ding, ding. But now my, so Jesus was teaching them a new thing for the new wine. You see, John the Baptist, when he was in the scene, he was wearing camel's hair. He was eating locusts and honey. He was preaching, prepared the way. He was baptizing people. So at one time, he was a radical move. He was a new wine in the desert, proclaiming the word, baptizing people, doing all this. He was radical. Everybody went to see him, okay? But when Jesus came on the scene, suddenly John the Baptist became old wine. Jesus became the new wine. You see, God is constantly doing a new thing, a new thing. He constantly has a new grace for the new season. Something he never experienced before. Never experienced before. Now, John the Baptist, he could not prepare himself for the new wine, the new move. He was kind of stuck to the old wine. And that kind of limit God in his life. You see, Jesus never forced John the Baptist or anybody to take the new wine. He didn't scold the religious leaders and say, all of you cannot accept the new wine. You must accept the new wine. Force it down their throat. Never. Never. He said some people are they like the old better. Okay. He didn't force John the Baptist. He didn't force the religious leaders who were so fixed in their thinking that they cannot accept what Jesus was doing. Jesus never forced them. You know, God is a gentleman. You see, in Coca-Cola, in 1985, they came out with the old new flavor. They call themselves the new Coke. They totally discontinued the old Coke. Normal Coca-Cola, everybody, take the new Coke. Because of that, it was an epic fail. Pepsi sales surged up. Pepsi did so well because of that. You know, what Coca-Cola did was they were forcing everybody to kind of take the new wine. No more old wine for you. Everybody forced to take. They should have listened to Jesus. You know, but there's nothing wrong with the new wine, but he didn't force it on them. He didn't force it on them. Now you look at Coca-Cola, there are so many flavors. Coke Zero, Coke Light, Cherry Coke, Vanilla Coke, all kinds of Coke. I went to the non-halal section the other day, and there was Coke inside there. So I don't know what flavor. I think it was coffee or something, you see. So nothing wrong with you, but don't force it down people. Be like Jesus. Be like Jesus. But the thing is, we don't want to be like the religious leaders, the Pharisees who could not accept. We want to receive the new thing that he's doing. We don't want to be like this, like the text for today is preventing, limiting God from blessing us. Right? We all want to be blessed. We all need that new grace. We all need that new blessing that he's doing. We all want to be a part of it. The new thing that he is doing, the grace and the flexibility to follow wherever he's going, whatever he's leading us to. You know, you see, the thing about new wine is it ferments rapidly. It ferments rapidly, causing it to have a lot of gas buildup and pressure. So you put that thing into a new wineskin. The new wineskin is flexible. The new wineskin is expandable. So it will expand along with the gases. But if you put that in an old wineskin, the old wineskin is hard and rigid. You put it in and the gas will build up and it will burst. It will burst. And you waste the new wine and you waste the wineskin. That's why he never forced, you know. So maybe he has a new way of providing for you in this season. A new way of blessing you. No longer what he did before. The last time you generate income in one way. Now in this season, you're generating income in a new way. It's a new way of feeding you, you know. Don't be like the Israelites in the wilderness. When God gave them manna, they said, when we were slaves, we had cucumber, we had onion, we had garlic, we had fish, we had leek, we had this, we had that, we had this. Now every day is manna, 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 manna. All day manna, you're just giving me manna. You know, that's what they did. But don't despise the manna. That's the Lord's provision over your life. Never despise it. That's heavenly food over for you. That will nourish your body. That is what you need, you know. That's a new thing that he was doing. When you despise the manna that he provides, you're despising God. I'll say it again. When you despise the manna, you're despising God. You're limiting what he can do. You're beyond limiting, actually. You're despising him. You're angry at him. You don't like him. You know, and how is he going to bless you like that? Don't despise, because what he provides for you is not what you expected. The manna that he gives you, that is good. That is blessing. The word that he gives you, don't despise it. Receive it. Men shall not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. The word says, meaning the two things that we need, bread and the word from the mouth of God. These two things is the one that will nourish us. These two things is the one that will bless us. That's how God created us. That's how we're designed. You cannot live by bread alone. You cannot live by word alone. Just read Bible every day, don't eat. Cannot. We need both the bread and the word of God. Just bread alone without the word of God, guess what? You're not going to make it. You know, these two things that we need. Don't limit God. Thank him for it. Whatever manna he gives you, thank him every day. However you want to feed me, Lord, I thank you. However you want to provide, I praise you. However you want to teach me in this season, however you want to guide me, I'm receiving it. I'm not limiting you. Amen. Don't say I prefer the good old days. Prepare for the new thing he's doing. Be flexible. Be expandable. Amen. Don't burst because you cannot handle the pressure. There's no limits on him. Let him work in your life. If I'm so fixed in my thoughts, I'm so fixed in my thinking, every little thing, so the alarm will go off. God cannot use me. God cannot pour the new wine in me. You know, I would burst, I would waste the wine. God doesn't want to waste the wine. And he doesn't want me to burst. He loves me. He loves you. He does not want you to burst. He's not going to force you to take the new thing. You don't want it, it's fine. But I encourage you, want it. Be flexible. Be expendable for the Lord. Lord, let me be new wineskin that I may receive the new wine, the new anointing, the new grace that you have for me for this season. You know, that you would bless the works of my hand, the new favor for this season. I'm not limiting you in my old way of thinking. I'm taking off the limiter. It's time to proclaim, let your work in me be done. You know, the scripture says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things means I also can be flexible. I also can be expendable. I also can be a new wineskin that you can use, that you can bless, that you can pour into. Amen. Maybe it's a financial challenge that you are facing today. It's tough times. Yeah. And maybe it's even going to get tougher. But God, you are still fighting for me. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm flexible. I'm expendable. I'm new wineskin. Maybe it's an addiction that you've been trying to beat for years. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Maybe it's a relationship you cannot get over. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, because God has no limits. He can strengthen you. Maybe it's somebody you cannot forgive. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Maybe it's a health issue. Maybe it's somebody that you've been praying for years, a loved one. But things does not seem to be coming together. The person seems to be getting further and further away. Don't give up. There's no limits on God. No limits on God. Let Him work in your situation. Let Him work on that person's heart. You know, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Maybe it's a new business. Maybe it's a new opportunity. Maybe it's a new job in this season. Maybe it's a different door, something that you never expected and you're worried about it. You're not sure about it. I can do all things to Christ who strengthens me. Trust Him that every door that He opens, that all the blessing that He has in front of you, you will do it, and you will do it well, that He will bless the works of your hand. Don't get into that and worry and complain and doubt and grumble. When we do that, we're limiting God. Time to take the limits off of God. I'm not setting any limits on you, God. I want to see you working in me. I want to see you working through me. Amen. Now, one of our friends shared with her how in this season, her company was cutting the fats. Departments that they can do without, shut down. Workers they can do without, cut off. And nobody's indispensable. So she was worried about her position in the company, at the same time trying to juggle things with her home, with her family, with the children. But in the midst of all this anxiety, in this worry, in this fear and confusion, she got a promotion. She got a promotion. What she didn't know is her bosses actually asked for her. People in the top management wanted her to take that post. So there were quite a few candidates that went for the interview, but she was the one selected. She was the one chosen. What was that? That was God's blessing over her life. God has no limits. Blessing in the famine. How good is that? Promotion in the midst of famine. Imagine you're praying to survive and just get by, but God has promotion waiting for you. You're asking for silver, but God is giving you gold. Amen. Our God has no limits. Don't limit Him today. Just like He did for this sister, He can do for you. He's a good God. If you take the limits off for Him, don't let fear stop you from going for that interview, from starting something new. Don't let fear stop you from taking that promotion. Maybe you need to take on more responsibilities in this crucial time. I don't know. Maybe you need to go into a new business. I don't know. But the manna that God provides for you, don't despise it. Thank Him for it. Whatever He gives you, Lord, I thank You. This is good. This is good, for Your plans for me are good. That's His grace for you. And His grace will always be sufficient for you. If He put you there, He knows how to bring you through it. Amen. Amen. No limits on our God. Take the limits off of Him. Amen. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, I want to thank You that You are a good God, that You love us and You care for us, that there's no limits on You, Lord. Pray, God, no matter what we are going through in this season, in this time, God, we learn to fix our eyes on You, to see that You are a God without limits. We want to take the limits off it. We want to be like the Israelites who complained, who grumbled, who doubted you, God. We want to be people who believed in you, who walked into the promised land. We want to thank you for whatever manna that you have been feeding us with, the manna that you have constantly been faithful in providing for us, that you have been blessing us, oh God. We thank you for that, oh God. You have always been faithful, oh God. And we're going to trust you. We're going to take the limits off of you today, Lord. Take the limits off of you in my heart, oh God. Let me dismantle this thing in my heart that I can receive all that you have for me. Make us all expendable, Lord. Make us flexible people that you can pour your new wine into us. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Okay, guys, thank you again for joining us this week. Don't forget to connect with us, follow our social media pages, and I'll see you next week.